English 2021.
Part 1. In Part 1, you will hear two news items. News item 1, Pancake Race.
No one is quite certain how the pancake race in Olney, Buckinghamshire started. But 600 years later, the tradition is still going strong. The race, which takes place on the day before the beginning of Lent, began in 1445, after a stressed housewife had to run to church because she was late for the service. After a break during the Second World War, the race was revived again in 1948 by the Vicar of Olney. When he was cleaning out a cupboard, he came across some old photos, which had been taken in the 1920s and 30s, of women running with frying pans. He decided to hold the race once again and called for volunteers. In response, 13 runners appeared that year, and the people of Olney enjoyed this traditional and colourful festivity once again. The rules are simple. Only women who are over 18 and have lived in Olney for over 3 months can enter. Participants must wear a skirt, a headscarf, and carry a frying pan. The race is about 400 yards, or about 365 metres, from the marketplace to the church door. Amy Butler won the race last year in 70 seconds.
News item 2, Missing Black Cat.
A black cat which went missing 6 years ago has been reunited with his shocked owners in time for Halloween. Clyde escaped and disappeared days after his owners moved to a new home in Bradford-on-Avon in Wiltshire in 2013. But on Wednesday, the homeless microchipped cat was brought into the veterinary centre in the town and identified as Clyde. Owner Mel Sargent, who still lives locally, said that he was still in total shock. He and his wife, however, were overjoyed to get their black cat back on Halloween. Mrs. Sargent said they had got Clyde and his sister Bonnie from a rescue centre 15 years ago. When he went missing, the couple searched the streets. They looked everywhere, put photos up, but there was nothing until 24 hours ago when the vet phoned up to say that a cat had been handed in. They rushed down to the vet's and got the surprise of their lives. Mr. Harris, the vet, said the cat had been brought in to them after having been seen hanging around outside an old people's home. It is thought Clyde had been there for the last 4 years. He was fed by staff and people called him George. Mrs. Sargent recognised him straight away by his bright eyes. However, Clyde and Bonnie haven't met each other yet, and Mrs. Sargent hopes that Bonnie will be happy to meet her long-lost brother again.